I was a lineman before I became an electric supervisor, so I've been on tornadoes and ice storms and wind storms. This was my first storm as a supervisor. They called me, I believe it was the 29th of October, about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and wanted to know if I'd be willing to go out and take some linemen out to help out with the hurricane.
Is there any way to compare what you saw out there, what anything you've been through here? We did have many years ago a storm in Ogden and other nights of severe weather, but probably, I would guess, nothing that really compares.
You know, really, where we were in the western part of New Jersey around Trenton and Princeton, New Brunswick, East Brunswick area. It was like a windstorm, and it was sporadic. I've seen more damage with ice storms here or tornadoes in the area. Most of the problems was caused by the wind blowing trees over. The root systems out there on the trees, you could have a 60, 70-foot tall tree, and the root system might only be 2 or 3 foot deep. So that's what caused most of the problems. The trees would fall over and either break the wire or break the poles.
And where exactly were you situated?
The show up for our crews and most of the Ameren crews from Illinois and Missouri was at Quaker Bridge Mall, which is around Trenton, New Jersey. Our hotel was in Princeton, New Jersey, where the college is, and that's to where our hotel was and our show up. They would bus the guys back and forth to show up. The trucks would all stay at this mall, and at night, any mechanical needs, Ameren sent several mechanics out there. They would take care of any mechanical needs. They would fuel the trucks up, make sure they were ready to go the next day. Working-wise, we spent a lot of time. We did some in Trenton. We did a little bit in Princeton. We were in East Brunswick and New Brunswick and a town called Wachung. And they were all west to west-central part of New Jersey.
Is there any way to call a day typical after you've done this for a couple of days? I assume a lot of power lines wrapped around trees and that sort of thing?
A lot of lines were broke. A lot of lines just came off the poles. Maybe you would have a tree fall down, and it might take 10 or 15 spans of wire, just knock the wire off the insulator, and it would be laying on the ground. Occasionally it would break, and then you'd have to sleeve the wire together to get it back going. It was just kind of like a bad windstorm. You might go down one or two blocks, and they would have power, or there didn't look like there was any damage, and you might go down the next couple blocks, and you might have four or five poles broke and several spans of wire broke. There was no continuity to it.
And I know one of the main parts of your focus in the interview with the News Gazette was talking about drivers around there. Can you talk a bit about interaction with some citizens and some positive feedback?
The drivers, that's just the way they drive out there. I have a brother-in-law that was born and raised in New Jersey who now lives in Pennsylvania. He even made comments about the drivers. The people were the most generous, nicest, sharing people. Every day it seemed like somebody would bring us a jug of Joe, which is a big thing out there, like a gallon cardboard box of coffee. They'd bring us water, they'd bring us pop, they'd bring us cookies, donuts, and people were just very compassionate out there. They were glad to see us. There was a few grumpy ones, and I don't really know how I would react after 2 weeks with no lights. I'd probably start getting a little grumpy, too.
And how long were your days?
We'd start at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we'd quit about 10 o'clock at night.
Anything else you want to add, something that you weren't expecting to come away with from there?
Like I said, the generosity of the people just really caught me off guard, which was a pleasant thing. They were very friendly. My guys were out there, the 12 guys that went out from Champaign, Paxton, and Danville. The story that just impressed me with these guys was the fact that we were working in East Brunswick, and that's where the state headquarters for the Red Cross was for New Jersey. The guys passed the hat and took up a collection and donated $300 to the New Jersey Red Cross, which to me that was amazing.